This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your cultural pluralization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Good to see you again, or hear you again. Well, I guess you're hearing me. Hopefully you're saying the same thing. Good to hear me again. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up on the website. Do them all. Seriously, you know, give me your email address. Again, a bunch of stuff you can get. Julio Rivera is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I always have a lot of fun with him. What you have to do is you have to record us and then play it back later a little slower. You know, that's the only way we're really going to hear everything that we have to say because, you know, you've got a Puerto Rican and Italian speaking at 110 miles an hour. I mean, good luck. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, head up to the website, buy the mugs, buy the shirts, buy something. Oh, you can donate. We have a donate. You don't want that junk hanging out at your house? Then skip a cup of coffee at, hopefully you're not going to Starbucks anymore. Seriously. Right? I mean, I'm going to talk about Dunkin' Donuts. We just got one in my world recently. I grew up with Dunkin' Donuts on every corner. When I say every corner, I mean every corner, okay, in New England. And you couldn't make a U-turn without hitting two of them. You know what I'm saying? But they came out earlier and said, look, we're not Starbucks. We're not political. You know, we just want to serve coffee. We want to get you in. We want to get you out. And you make your own decisions. You converse with your own friends about politics. I love it. That's fine. They don't have to take a stand. Just get me my coffee so I can go take a stand. You know what I'm saying? I still like that thing that somebody said, you know, when you go buy your coffee for now on, you know, at Starbucks, they want your name. Just tell them your name's Trump. You know, and then when they look at you, say, look, it is. My name is Trump, T-R-M-P. They still have to say Trump. So I think it'd be great, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Disingenuous Democrats are at it again, seriously. Oh, by the way, if you want to get noticed by text message, like some of you did tonight, I think it went out. I never know. Because I don't text myself, right? And so if you want to be notified by text message, TRS, like, now come on, you should not, if you've had a phone for any length of time, this isn't a hard thing. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. So, you know, the Dems were supposed to meet today, have an infrastructure meeting, and you would think they would have been all excited, like they were going out for their first date, because they were going to talk about spending another $2 trillion. You would think that they would do everything they could to make it happen. Now, she thinks it's cute, but I'm telling you, this is going to blow up on them. Nancy Pelosi throws out a smoke bomb just before she goes into this meeting. So the infrastructure meeting went out the door, right? And somebody said, well, this is Nancy being transparent. No, it's Nancy being a politician. It's Nancy believing she's being strategic, right? Because part of what, you know, again, she got her team to back off impeachment for the moment. Now, I'm sure AOC isn't happy with this, and I bet you she isn't backing off. Nancy's got a real problem with AOC coming up in the next election. Seriously. She's got to try to get a president elected. She's got to try to get her team on board. And does she work to remove AOC? I don't know. I don't, you know what? My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. The Democratic leadership decision to accuse President Trump of a cover-up just before an infrastructure meeting. You think that was a transparent political move? Right? I mean, think about this. What's her name? Emily on The Five? She thinks that Speaker Nancy Pelosi knew that she was going to ignite a bundle of cinders when she accused Trump of the Russia probe cover-up. You know what's really funny? Here's the thing that bothers me about all this conversation around this stuff. Is you have Obama, apparently Obama did nothing wrong, Mrs. Clinton did nothing wrong, Eric Holder didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I go down a whole list of people on their team that were saints. They're actually up for sainthood. They're trying to get them apostleships, but since they don't go to church, they don't know how. Right? And yet every word that comes out of Trump's mouth, every word that comes out of Sessions' mouth, every one of them is a liar. Tell me that is not a sickness or a derangement. Right? I mean, we go down the list. Was Trump Towers being bugged? Yes. When he said it, they said he was lying. You know, it's amazing to me. But it's okay. They're going to hang themselves with this. When 73% of the American populace, both Democrat and Republican, say enough with the investigation, enough with the Russian cover-up crap, enough. Move on. Do the business of the country. And yes, this was planned. This was a strategy. I mean, Pelosi did. She tossed a lit match into a barrel of gasoline, saying that Trump, you know, that this was a cover-up. Prove it. Stop saying it and prove it. The guy that you loved, the guy that you tried to protect, the guy that you tried to pass a law about to protect him, came back and said, there ain't nothing here. See, now she's calling it, what's being covered up? Russian collusion? Because that's not what Mueller said. There was nothing to prove Russian collusion in any way, shape, manner, or form. The only thing he alluded to, questioned, or put out there and said it wasn't enough proof is that the president somehow tried to stymie the investigation. Did he really? No, seriously. Did he really? I mean, let's say that everything they say is true. Right? That he fired Comey because he wanted to stop the investigation. Well, it went on. Right? That he wanted Mueller fired because it would have stopped the investigation. Well, no window. And we'll be back in a minute. More to talk about Pelosi and her smoke bomb. I'm Joe Matheny, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Oh, you guys are brutal in the chat room. Joe Bezina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, right? You hear me. Be part of the solution. Don't just be the guy, the girl, whatever, the person just complaining constantly. What are you doing about it? Who are you poking? What are you doing about it? Are you just throwing aggravation around there? Or are you actually engaging? Are you actually getting involved? Are you actually giving your representative something to work with? Or are you just calling him an idiot for being a Democrat or whatever? I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with us on the air. in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I thought you guys are bad. Anyway, appreciate so much the time that you spend with us. Yes, I think Botox does have an effect on the brain. I'll let you guys figure out what I'm talking about, some of you. And I don't know where they're hiding Ginsburg. Okay? Seriously. I'm thinking, I want you guys to give some serious thought before I get back to the story, right? They got these sex robots now, right, in Japan and what have you. And they look real. They look like real people. You can have communication with them. I mean, if you've seen them, I've done stories on them, and we've had videos on them. I don't know. Could they make one look like Ginsburg? I'm just asking. I'm not saying they did. I'm not saying they are. But, I mean, seriously, with the way she was moving before, you could get away with it with a robot type of thing. Right? Just saying. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want text information, then you know when the show's coming on, what have you. It seems to be the only place they haven't been able to shut us down yet, is you can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. We're talking about the smoke bomb that Pelosi threw out just before the meeting. Now, look, they know, she knows, she's been at this long enough. I know she's a little off. But she's been at this long enough to know how to press buttons, pretty much anybody in her party. Now, she knew that throwing that nasty out just before the meeting would blow it up, but she's going to try to put it on him. All right? You know, I would have let her come in the room. I would have let her have it. And then I would have said, now, you want $2 trillion for infrastructure. Infrastructure includes walls. Where's the $45 billion I need to build the wall? Because if I don't see it in there, this conversation is over. Put it on her. If you don't want to keep Americans safe, if you do not want to protect our southern border, then all this other infrastructure stuff, useless. You're not getting nothing. Play ball like she does. The problem is he's got too many people around him that will not take the hard stand. And, you know, he really needs to go with his gut. I think the reason he's made some mistakes is because he's hesitated, he has skipped, whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you call it. But he should go with his gut feeling, his first gut feeling. Right? Pelosi did it. And I know some of you work for the government. I'm sorry to say it. Shut it down. Just sit there and go, look, I need this much money to build a wall. The Border Patrol wants it. Even the Border Patrol's written a nasty letter about, hey, do the wall or else we're done. We can't keep it up. But I would sit there and say, this is what I need. This is what the breakdown needs to be. End of discussion. Put it in there or I do nothing. Put it on them. And instead of allowing them to set the narrative, the minute the government gets shut down or the minute the talks stop, the Republican National Committee, they need to run minute-by-minute advertising, nailing the Dems, nailing the representatives in those areas. Your government is shut down because of Elijah Cummings. Let me tell you where Elijah's been spending money over the last 6, 8, 10 months, putting money in the pockets of illegals and keeping vets on the street and not securing our southern border. Let's move on to the next. See what I'm saying? This is what we should be doing. I mean, that simple. Kevin McCarthy, if you're listening, I'll help you run PR. You need to get up in their faces. And Ryan did you no favors. Paul Ryan left you out to dry. Not you, the whole party. He didn't care. I've spoken to some people on the inside, said he was done. He didn't care whether we won or lost. He was out of there. Did not make a difference to him. Yes, that's a true statement. He didn't care. And he almost became our VP. Shows you how fast we move without doing our homework. This comment that any R is better than any D, that's what screws us on a regular basis. That's what gets us in trouble on a regular basis. Okay, I got that out of me. Sorry. Anyway, she planned this whole thing today. She knew she was tossing out a smoke bomb. She knew she was going to irritate Trump. She's not a stupid woman. Come on. Right? And Trump cut the meeting short. He said, enough is enough. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, who was also there, looked stunned. In a fiery Rose Garden speech, Trump said that he objected to Pelosi's claim. He was not going to move forward on policy negotiations until Democrats and their phony investigations were done. And I agree with him. Enough with the investigations. You got nothing, and you're upset. Right? I mean, this is like, what is it, you know, in real life, what do they call it, double indemnity? You couldn't find anything wrong, so you're going to keep, they want 10 years worth of taxes. It's not because they found something 10 years ago that they tie him to the Russians and they want to see the taxes to see, they want to see the evidence. No, no. They're going to go on a fishing expedition. That's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be looking at that and they're going to go, oh, look, he had dinner in Hawaii. He doesn't have a hotel there. So that must have been a family thing. We got him on tax evasion. That's what they're looking for. That's what they're going to be doing. Right? This is just a political charade with the Dems right now. They want so bad, because they believe they can hang him. If they can hang something on him, they're going to hang everybody else. Not going to work that way. It is time that we fight fire with fire. It is time we get off our butts and we start fighting. You know what? You guys, you old guard that listen to the show on a regular basis, take off the gentlemanly clothing. Take off the gentleman gloves. Put on your street gloves. Put on your street clothes. Republicans, conservatives, it's time to get down to guerrilla warfare. Because that's what they're using. That's what they do. And I can't tell you how many times in my own party when I say, well, we're not like that. Well, we better get like that. Now, we don't have to go Kavanaugh on them. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm not suggesting we lie. But I am suggesting that every time they sneeze in the wrong direction, we call them out. We show it. We show their lies. We show what they're doing. Anyway, Julio Rivera joins us right after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I doubt he can calm me down. He's going to probably wind me up even more. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tensions moved even higher as President Trump and congressional Democrats started to have a meeting, but it only lasted 3 minutes. The president says he wanted to talk infrastructure, but that was before learning that Democrats were meeting hours earlier to discuss impeachment.
The I word.
Can you imagine?
He told Democratic leaders there would be no immigration talks while investigations continue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that didn't seem to matter before.
Hello? There were investigations going on 3 weeks ago when we met. And he still met with us.
He accused the president of running away once faced with paying for the infrastructure bill. He also said the whole scene was staged, especially the signs that were hanging on the president's Rose Garden podium.
That had been printed up long before our meeting.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be notified by text when the show's coming up, what we're going to be talking about, you can always text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Let me get them on, because we can get like 3 hours in one segment the way we talk. Julio Rivera joins me, as he does from time to time. When I, you know, he's on the East Coast, so it's kind of hard. I know he goes to bed early. He's one of those kind of guys. Julio, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, I know. I got my milk and cookies, and I'm ready to go to bed. Read myself a bedtime story.
Yeah.
You know, all the wholesome good things.
You got, yeah. Okay, hold on. You got your rabbit pajamas on and all that fun stuff too, or what?
Exactly. I have a little hat that matches my pajamas.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Thank you. That's a sight that I want to see. Anyhow, so you were out in L.A. recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
you have to go yeah. back to New Jersey, right? Which I know is like mm-hmm. your love. I get it, but man,
no, I hate New Jersey. I hate New Jersey. I love Los Angeles. Actually, I love where you're from. Even though I hate the politics of it, I would much rather spend my days in California.
Really? My God, you need mm-hmm. you know what? We need to get you some serious psychiatric care. Seriously. I can't stand it.
You're right. I actually probably need to be evaluated at this point.
So let me ask you a couple things. One is, you know, New Jersey, now that you've got, you've got Democrat rule. You know, it's really funny because sometimes I say Democratic rule, and it's not Democratic. It's Democrat rule. And, it's when you go from New Jersey to California, other than the weather, it's going to be very similar. They're trying to force vaccines out here now, right? They're forcing certain kinds of education out here. There's actually some underlying tone in education. They're going to start teaching that pedophilia pedophilia is a sexual orientation. I mean,
oh God.
Yeah. I mean, for yeah, guys who have horrible. Daughters, you look at my 10-year-old daughter, my 9-11-year-old daughter a certain way, you may lose your eyesight, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do a life sentence, you know, standing on my head. If God forbid. No, it's horrible. I think that it's the normalization of a lot of just really evil things. You know, California actually, in a lot of ways, even though I like being there, the weather is beautiful and there's a lot of great people in California. politically, California is probably the worst situation in the United States. It's almost the antithesis of Texas and other more, right, you know, Christian, constitutional sort of states. It's really bad. You know, and it does at the end of the day. But you have to look at your leadership. You know, you have to look at, you know, Garcetti. You look at Gavin Newsom. You look at Nancy Pelosi. You look at, you know, Maxine Waters.
Do I have to?
That you have running. No, you have to. Yeah, yeah. Open your eyes and look at, because, you know, at the end of the day, these are the people that are making the decisions that you unfortunately have to live under there.
Oh, look, you have Newsom. You started down the, you know, the list. You have Newsom, Pelosi, Waters. I mean, we go down a whole list of the nut jobs that we have here running this, federal and state-wise. You know, if you really want to see what the government would look like under total Dem rule for any length of time, California's a great place to look. Chicago, look at de Blasio. Hey, he just threw his hat in the ring. That must have excited you.
Oh, God, de Blasio. That's the biggest joke I've ever seen. This guy has absolutely no chance. You know what? Honestly, I think what the Democrats are doing is kind of tantamount to what the conservatives did in 2016, where they ran so many establishment candidates and kind of muddied the waters, and it made it harder for a good candidate like the one that I originally supported, like Ted Cruz, to go ahead and kind of assert himself and separate from the pack.
Right.
They're doing that, and I believe that they're running all these radical leftists to try to run, you know, to try to marginalize maybe if a moderate should come out. But the moderate, the establishment moderate, which is, you know, Joe Biden, isn't really a moderate. I think he's the biggest swamp monster probably alive today. I mean, this is a guy that spent 40 years in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. didn't accomplish anything, and suddenly the Democrats want to put their hope into him that he's going to be their great savior. You know, I think it's kind of a joke. You know, Buttigieg is getting all this attention from all places. Oh, my God, Fox News.
I know.
Going ahead and giving this guy a megaphone. But, you know, I mean, until we get a true, you know, blue dog, you know, maybe a pro-union but fiscally conservative and socially responsible sort of moderate Democrat, I mean, this party is destined to keep on losing major national elections for at least the next 6 years. They need a serious remaking of their party. I think Tom Perez right now, leading the DNC and appointing, you know, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as being the heads of the party and, like, you know, the ideological voice of the Democrats, that has to change before they're going to be taken seriously again in the national election situation.
I agree. Look at, you had, what was it, Perez came out and said at one point in time, if you're not pro-abortion, if you're not 100% on with pro-choice, now they've changed it, they call it pro-choice now, then you don't need to be in the Democrat Party. And Pelosi came up, of all people, of all nut jobs in the party, she has to come out behind him and clean up the mess. Go, no, there's a place for everybody in this party. And, you know, this is how far left they want to go. And when Pelosi is the voice of reason, you know the earth is spinning in the opposite direction, right?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing that she did that, and I think that we're seeing and we're going to continue to see a divide between, Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's wing of the party and the establishment wing of the party. The establishment wing of the party has been around long enough to know what works and what doesn't work and what they need to do to pull off, you know, whether it's midterm elections or just full-on national elections. And I think that what's going to wind up happening is there's going to be a real power struggle between the more radicalized DNC and the establishment. But either way, I mean, these are signs of what's really a broken party. You know, they're not walking in the lockstep that they did when they got a lot of things accomplished, quite frankly, for their horrific agenda. I mean, you know, there's a reason why, you know, they passed, you know, nationalized health care without anybody reading the bill, and they did it on a party line vote, and it was because everybody walked in lockstep.
Right.
That lockstep no longer exists, but in a sense, that's actually better for our cause.
Right.
Because now people are starting to question, you know, we can't go that radical because the results are quite frankly not there. We're watching the disaster, the human crisis that is Venezuela play out in real time in front of our eyes. And this is something that, believe me, Venezuela is going to play a factor in what happens next year during the presidential election.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and you look at Nancy again. I want to come back to her being the voice of reason. She has, you know, kind of calmed down different factions of the party on this whole impeachment thing, even though throwing that smoke bomb today, basically saying, you know, the president is covering up, he, you know, that kind of thing. But when you look at her coming at them, go, look, guys, stop it. Knock it off. You're killing us here with all the impeachment. But I don't think it's going to stop. I said something earlier. I said that AOC is not on board with this. And you've got Omar and AOC and a bunch of others. They're not going to let this go. Does Pelosi spend energy trying to get those people off, trying to get them out of Congress? Or she should spend all her energy trying to get Biden or whoever elected as president? I mean, she's got a heck of a job in front of her, doesn't she?
Well, I think she needs to have a sit down and a heart to heart with, you know, these radicals in her party and let them know that, you know, I mean, you're alienating, you know, you're marginalizing the vote of, you know, flyover country Democrats that aren't quite as radical as they are. And listen, today I think she took the wrong tack with dealing with Kellyanne Conway, where she, you know, refused to answer questions from the White House counsel. You know, and Kellyanne Conway made the point that, you know, I was like, oh, well, if you're a pro-woman, why won't you answer my questions? You know, and at the end of the day, it does bring up an important point. You know, and this is an across-the-board issue with the Democrats. The Democrats are only for, you know, certain little groups. You know, they're only for minorities when they agree with the party line. They're only for women when they appear, you know, when they're, you know, approve of the party line or fighting for the party line. And I think at a certain point, I think what it is you lose the ideological liberal even. You know, I think, well, yeah, they believe it more than that.
Okay, got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Julio's going nowhere. We're getting him duct taped to a chair in a secret room. We'll have him back in a minute. Julio.
There he is.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
This is what I wish I had, like, long hair, so you're shaking your head. I haven't had long hair, well, for a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's bring back one of my favorites. Julio Rivera joins us, as he does from time to time. Got to have him on more often, but he's a New York fan, so it's really hard to bring him on during, like, any kind of sports season. Julio, thanks for being with me.
Why? What are you talking about? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I went to see the Dodgers last week. I planned it. I hung out in Los Angeles last week. I went to see Clayton Kershaw. The Dodgers won. It was a great time. I got pulled out of the game, like, earlier than I wanted to because a network, international network, RT, wanted me to do a Skype hit from my hotel, which I wound up doing, and then I wound up on Sunset. So that's just Julio in California, baby.
On Sunset.
Yes.
All right. We'll just, we won't touch
on Sunset,
that
yes.
because...
No, anybody, go ahead. I don't care.
Well, no, anybody who lives out here knows that people hang out on Sunset. You know what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
So I'm looking for a good time. Nothing bad. Nothing bad. Just
what makes you think...
I'm converting people to Christianity.
There you go. On Sunset.
What do you think I'm doing out there?
Converting people to whiskey. I don't know. But listen, what makes you think I'm a Dodgers fan? Here we go. I'm going to lose my California
audience. I know you're a Red Sox fan.
I grew up in Boston. Well, the Red Sox. See, I grew up in the days of Carl Yastrzemski, right? When the Red Sox...
Carl Yastrzemski. Remember the song?
Yes.
Do you remember the song? Carl Yastrzemski.
No, I don't. Who's
Carl Yastrzemski.
He's going to say...
Oh, there was a song.
I'm going to start your mic.
You didn't get the record in your... You should have gotten the record in your cereal box.
Oh, wow. That's old. They don't do records on cereal boxes. Well, you don't have anything to play them on. So you couldn't do a record on cereal. But anyway, I grew up in the days when if the other team didn't show up, the Patriots couldn't win. If the other team didn't show up, the Red Sox couldn't win. The only teams that were worth a darn were the Bruins and the Celtics. They were the only two teams that ever won anything when I grew up. And so now they somehow have gotten their act together or whatever.
All of your teams have their act together. You guys almost pulled off a perfect sweep of all four major sports. You guys literally just did that as the Mets just took the lead against Washington, I must add. But, no, you guys are doing great in sports.
The
Mets just took the lead.
Did they? I'm happy for
that. Yeah, we did.
Not that I really care, but if you care... And it keeps you on a little while longer, I'll be happy for them. You know what I'm saying?
No, I bought a Dodgers hat when I was in Los Angeles, and I'm wearing it proudly.
But
you know what? When I show up at LAX, I'm wearing my Keith Hernandez New York jersey with a New York hat. I do that on purpose. I go to cities, and I show up in their international airports wearing uniforms that I know are immediately going to incite anger in everyone around me. But that's Julio Rivera.
Oh, my God. Now, are you up on what Ben Carson went to yesterday in the congressional hearings? Did you hear about the conversation?
I saw something he was holding a box of Oreos. What exactly happened?
No, look, so they make a deal, big deal out of that, but here's really what the big deal should be all about, okay? Again, congressional members of the Democratic Party wanted Ben Carson to break the law. Just like they want A.G. Barr to break the law. And they kept referring to Carson ripping out Americans from, you know, low-income housing. And he kept saying, look, it is against the law to offer to give to accept illegals for low-income housing. And if I find out that it's going on according to the law, I have to throw them out. I have to not allow it to happen. However, I will give them time to find another place. You know, I think he was willing to give him a total of 18 months because that's what he could do under the law.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's actually pretty... This is a guy that wants to respect the rule of law. I mean, that's the problem with the Democrats nowadays. It's like the law is, you know, a living, breathing document. Every law is living and breathing in their mind, I guess. You know, not just the Constitution, but just the basic laws that we live by.
Oh, yeah. No, they think that they can change everything by feeling and for time. That's, you know, like this thing they're doing now with the Electoral College, right? So they've got the states that are going to give all their electoral, you know, all their electoral votes to the person who wins the popular vote. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. But they don't care because they don't like the way the law is. So their attitude is going to break it, which is really funny because who are they on all the time who they perceive breaks the law on the regular basis, right? President Trump.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think that he does things. But just to tell you the truth, he's vetoed a total of one bill. We're almost through one entire term. We're like, you know, 65% through his first term. He's vetoed one bill. Obama vetoed, I believe it was 11 bills when he was president. That's what you call ruling from the executive branch. You know, not respecting the process, not respecting checks and balances. You know, and you know, when you change something as important as health care on a party line vote, when no one admittedly has read even the legislation.
Yeah,
that's what's wrong with America right now. Because, you know, but the truth of the matter is the president is doing a great job. I think that moderates aren't going to be fooled by this. I think that, you know, the whole pomp and circumstance and the pageantry and the whole big thing that they've been doing the last couple of days, you know, Nancy Pelosi is grandstanding. They made a big deal. Now they're trying to move towards impeachment because somebody didn't show up for a hearing. The fact of the matter is, you know, that White House counsel could have showed up to that hearing and could have pled the fifth at the end of the day. And it wouldn't have made a damn difference.
Nope.
So it doesn't matter whether or not it's just, you know, that was a signal, I think, from the White House saying, hey, let's not even show up to this thing, because at the end of the day, all we're doing is enabling, you know,
enabling
them to continue this nonsense. Yeah, exactly. We're like, you know, we're not the elephants in the circus. We're going to close down all three tents, and it's time to do it, man. It's time to put Barnum out of business.
We have made them so crazy. I want you to think about something. Remember when, who was it, Clint Eastwood, he spoke to that empty chair, right? It was supposed to be Obama. Remember that? And they went nuts.
Exactly.
That was terrible. It was disrespectful. That was, what did they do? They had the empty chair in Congress to make a statement. So it was okay for them. It's this arrangement. It was okay for them, but it wasn't okay for Clint Eastwood to do it. So I think it's hilarious that the double standards that they have and what they believe to be truth in these situations. They don't want the rule of law. They want,
no,
like
they,
you said,
they never have.
Socialism and anarchy is where they're headed and what they believe is best for this country. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And I love the fact that you bring up double standards, because something that I invested a lot of my 2016 and 17 and early 18 in was the entire Christian Saucier saga.
Oh,
and
yeah?
He wound up getting a pardon from the president, because that's the true, I guess, essence of what a double standard is. When Hillary Clinton could mishandle classified information, when she can get her exoneration written up by the FBI director 30 days before the investigation actually ends, when all these things can happen, you know, and then somebody who took a couple of pictures in a submarine that had 1970s, you know, technology in it, which the Russians and the Chinese and my grandmother has that, you know, that information, you know, can go to jail for a year over it. That shows you, you know, what the double standards are in our government. And listen, at the end of the day, they're going after Trump before Trump goes after them. And that's what this has always been about. This has always been a preemptive attack against President Trump to try to discredit him before a honest, legal Justice Department truly examines all the sins of the previous administration, going back to the first term of Barack Obama, when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, when Bill Clinton accepted four payments of $750,000 from a Russian company at the same time that a deal was being negotiated for 20% of our uranium to be sold to the Canadian subsidiary of a Russian company. That's what it all boils down to, and everybody's trying to CYA, cover their you-know-what.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, again, if they can create enough noise, that's what they were trying to do with Barr. They're trying to make Barr look like he's covering for the president, like he's not a good AG, he's not an honest guy. So when he's turning up...
I'm not completely sold on Barr yet. There's a couple of sins in Barr's past that I'm still looking at him I'm looking at him skeptically. At the end of the day, listen, I've been looking for one of these deep state guys and one of these establishment entrenchment guys to have their come to God moment. You know, I thought, believe it or not, it was going to be Comey. I thought if they granted Comey, you know, complete immunity, that he would sing like freaking Pavarotti.
No.
But it didn't really happen that way.
No.
Well, everybody that's been in the system that long and has ties to either Iran-Contra. I mean, you had Bill Barr out there working under an alias collecting information. So there's a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of people that I look at kind of sideways. But eventually, hopefully, either Donald Trump survives this or somebody really does have their come-to-God moment and bring down the establishment.
Well, we got to tell people where they can find you and find more of your writing.
They can find me on reactionarytimes.com and everywhere else that's conservative.
Yeah, I know, pretty much. Woo! Just all you got to do is Google his name. He's like horse manure on a ranch. He's all over the place. Listen, when we come back in the next hour, anti-American schools are winning. They are growing all across this country. Talk about that more in the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.